Now, you might have seen this morning, a sixth shark has been captured in drumlines and killed off the coast of North Queensland after a young girl and a woman were mauled by sharks in Sid Harbour last week. The cullings continued since the 46-year-old Tasmanian woman Justine Barwick and 12-year-old Melbourne schoolgirl Hannah Papps were bitten in the Whitsundays. And a spokesman from Queensland Fisheries could not confirm whether the sharks caught were responsible for either attack. To have a bit more of a chat about the government response, we're joined by Ashley Avci from Shark Conservation Australia. Ashley, thanks so much for speaking to us this morning.
No, thank you for having me, seriously.
So, I mean, how do you feel personally seeing all these sharks being pulled up on the drum lines?
Oh, personally, I just feel so, so sad. Personally, I feel really as if it's murder. Maybe that's because I have so much involvement with sharks and their lives taken away so needlessly. But, yeah, I feel like it's senseless killing.
And what role do sharks play in ecosystems like that of the Great Barrier Reef that we are taking them away from?
Yeah, so within their marine ecosystem, sharks play a critical role. They're known as keystone species, and without them, scientists say the ecosystem is predicted to collapse, but basically it would cease to exist as we know it today. And some places around the world where sharks have been removed from those ecosystems, the coral has died or certain fish below them have overpopulated. There's been further issues with food security in the area. Yeah, it's a huge compound effect.
And so I suppose the government obviously looks like they're doing something after last week's incidents. But what other alternatives are there to making, swimming safer that don't involve culling sharks?
Yeah, I mean, within the marine conservation sphere, it really is a knee-jerk reaction when these incidents sort of occur and provide beachgoers with a false sense of security. So I think that's just the most important thing to note. There are so many non-lethal alternatives now. One of the cheapest is putting up signs in the area that warns beachgoers that there may be sharks in the area, so then people can make a decision as to whether they want to swim or not. It's just a simple, sign of awareness. Education is another one. Then we have other things like eco barriers, which are a plastic barrier so wildlife, if they swim, they hit the barrier and they sort of bounce back. But things like drum lines, baited drum lines, they don't protect people because it's really touch and go as to what they do catch. And same as shark net, they're not a complete barrier. They only cover 150 metres of the beach. They don't reach the ocean floor, so animals can swim above or below them, and they catch thousands of other different sorts of species. And tiger sharks are a protected species, and the larger species, so even more keystone and apex predator, we refer to them as the doctors of the ocean.
Okay.
So, yeah. That's something that people can really resonate with because a lot of people don't really know how important they are. There's also a shark spotters program in South Africa where people volunteer or work and they stand on the headlands with binoculars and they warn people when there's a shark, and that's been really, really successful.
It's one of those things with the signs as well. I guess it's so simple that people forget that it's an option.
Yes. That is the first thing I wanted to mention because it's just so simple. I was at a beach in Sydney just the other day and there was a sign that had so many things on it, like, warning, strong currents, warning, blue bottles, warning, there could be rips here. And it's just a simple sign that said, warning, there's been sharks spotted in this area would make so much of a difference. Yeah.
So how do we go about changing people's attitudes to the wilderness a little bit and appreciating the ocean ecosystems a bit more?
That's a great question and a difficult one. Our organisation focuses on education and advocacy and changing laws. So it really, really is an ongoing thing that we have to work on, and we like to refer to it as a marathon, not a race. However, in terms of how many sharks are dying, it really does feel like a race. Because as I said, if their species collapse, then the ocean will cease to exist as we know it today. And at the moment, 100 million sharks are getting killed per year, 11,000 per hour. So we kind of have to do it pretty quickly. But, you know, I think if we all every day start with one thing, do our part, pick up one piece of rubbish or speak to one person if an issue arises, then it'll make a difference. But one thing to just think of is, you know, if we get bitten by a dog, you know, does the government cull every single dog? Do we not own dogs ever again? you know, do we kill every mosquito because more people have died worldwide from mosquitoes? Do we kill every single snake when we go bushwalking? So I think it's just simple things that we have to sort of get through to demystify the way that the media portrays sharks and what has sort of happened culturally, unfortunately. We need to start breaking down those barriers, Tess. And it's difficult, but I think it's slowly happening.
Fingers firmly crossed that we're on the way up, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Ashley, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
Thank you for having me, Tess. Thank you. Have a brilliant day.
That was Ashley Avci from Shark Conservation Australia. We'll get the link to their not-for-profit organisation up on the website. You can find that at 2scr.com. But having a chat about the fact that this morning the news has come through that a sixth shark has been captured in drumlines and killed off the coast of North Queensland after a couple of incidents involving some women being bitten by sharks last week.